host, James.
Hi, James. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Very well, very well.
Oh, good.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Are you able to, I want to pay the account. I still want
yes.
to close it. But I don't have the finances to pay you the $149. Do you just keep on calculating month after month? Or can you do something to stop it and send me a bill?
Well, it does keep on calculating, but there is one thing that we can do where we can cancel the program and have you just keep your website, and that's $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. Now, with that package, you're still on a month-to-month subscription, so I could push the next billing out 30 days. And then at the end of the month, if you decide to not keep the site, you could call me and, you know, you wouldn't have any further charges as long as you called before your next billing, which would be on the 30th of May.
Yeah, because what I'm thinking now is, because I don't have any bread right now. So, I mean, I
want to tell
do.
You something, though, if I may. When you set this up, we put a call tracking number on your account, and that call tracking number is forwarding over to your other phone ending in 0395. There's 512 leads on the dashboard coming through that call tracking number, and they're all getting voice mailbox not set up, voice mailbox not set up, so they can't even leave a message for you. And that's a missed opportunity. You know, if people call you and they can't leave a message, chances are they're going to call the next guy, you know? And even
well,
since
that's
you
what
and...
I'm, that's what I'm trying to help you to understand.
Mm-hmm.
That number has been disconnected since December.
Right. So you should have called us and notified us of that, because unless somebody notifies us, we don't know that it's disconnected. We're calling it, and it's not saying disconnected. It's just saying mailbox not set up. So we can fix that.
Yeah.
We can
I've had this new number that you're on calling me on now. I've had that since December. I closed that business down. I don't need the services anymore.
I see. So you don't need to keep the website Christian Brothers Appliance Repair.
Yeah.
Got it.
Close
that
all
makes
that stuff
sense.
Down. I don't have the business anymore.
Okay.
I don't know how to tell you guys to cut everything off, send me a bill, but like I mentioned, when we put it on hold, that I was closing it down. I had to move to the Bay Area to take care of my father, and put
that
it on hold
sense.
For a while or what have
no
you.
No wonder. I was thinking, how come all of these leads are going to the dashboard and they can't get through? That makes sense. So, what if we do this? Because there's no way that I can prevent the next payment from hitting, which will be May 6th, which is not even a week away. It's next Monday. So why don't we just convert your package to the $49? And if you can handle that, we'll take it right now over the phone and then I'll cancel the program right away. That way you won't have to worry about another payment hitting on Monday. Because that will happen. Yeah. So let me just, I got to get an override.
Let me do this. Let me do this only because I'll have money coming in on Thursday.
Okay.
Let's do that exact same thing, and I'll just give you the $49 then.
And we'll cancel it right away. Makes sense.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'll be a lot better, and that way I can help you out a little bit. So let me just, I'm going to fix the billing here and get an override to adjust it. And then if you like, I can put the card on file right now and just process it on Thursday.
Say one more time.
I could put the card for the $49 on file now and then just process it on Thursday and then do the cancellation all at the same time.
Give me a call back. That way we're all clear.
Okay. You got it. Okay, no problem.
Automatically, it comes through at $149.
Yes,
God
that
bid,
won't happen.
An awesome job that says, I'll pay you $1 million, and you leave on Wednesday, and then, So anyways, if you could give me a call back, it'll probably make it a little easier on both of us.
Of course.
I mean,
no,
anyway.
I'll call you back. I don't mind calling on Thursday. I just want to let you know that I already adjusted the invoice on this end to 49. So it's not like, you know, if you put a card on file that it would mysteriously charge you 149 because I already fixed that. Yeah. So, and I'll even send you a login to the dashboard. If it's easier, you can go online on Thursday and you'll see the $49 invoice. And then once you pay it, I can cancel it on this end. So I'll send you a login, but I will follow up with you too, just in case. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I think we have a good game plan then. So have a really great rest of your week and we'll talk to you again on Thursday.
Thanks, Tina. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, no problem, James. Okay, bye-bye.